And then, Harry, who owns the railroad ties?
They sit on the property line, so I guess you can say that.
The only reason I ask that is that my concern I see there is, we're talking about putting permanent posts up against the railroad ties. At some point, those will fail, the ties.
Yes.
And so I'm just wondering who's responsible for that and what's the game plan?
Well, typically when a wall is on a property line, it's a joint responsibility of the two people. And okay. If one party has done something to damage, to shorten the life or damage that wall, then they are responsible for a larger part.
Yeah.
I believe the people here, the Armstrongs, the neighbors, are here. We had asked them to sign a consent and have not heard from them. And they, of course, should be able to describe how they feel about it.
Okay.
Can I back up just a little bit and help me understand the gutters then? So I see on the drawing where the posts are. Are the gutters going to be out from the posts? So they're going to overhang?
Do you have any of the drawings with you?
If he does, he can answer that when his turn comes if we want to wait. Or he can present it to you.
The specifications included the gutter being on the edge of the roof with a downspout that would not be on the neighbor's property.
Okay.
This is the only drawings that I received from the builder, and this sketch kind of shows here. But it doesn't really dictate as to what, how it's going to be handled from the gutter.
So it looks like these posts are going to come down short of the railroad ties. They're not actually sitting on the railroad ties.
Right. It'd be next to the wall.
But it does overhang some. I'd have some concern that you're overhanging onto your neighbor without an easement. At least close. It's right at that zero line. Can we keep these, or these are a copy, or these being submitted as evidence?
Also, our application did not mention the front setback variance requested, and Scott explained that the applicant would need to sign the amended application tonight.
Okay.
There will be some distance here.
Okay. Does the, I didn't see on there, does the existing roof gutter tie into these, or does that come down somewhere?
No, because it attaches. It comes down.
So it looks like it's going to capture all that water.
All of it.
All of that right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to
come down. Okay. Okay.
The current driveway has a tin horn under it, and they were going to run it to that tin horn through the under the new concrete, and okay. Then just dump it right.
Take it all the way up.
Take it on out.
Into the ditch.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else for us?
I have nothing else. Do you want to say something else, Tom?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you. All right, is there anybody else who'd like to speak in favor of this project? Is there anybody else who'd like to speak in opposition of this project? All right. Come up and state your name. And we'll have a time limit of 5 minutes.
Hello. My name is Leonard Armstrong. I'm the property owner adjacent to this property. You guys have addressed most of the concerns that I have regarding water runoff. The bigger concern that I have is those railroad ties have already... They're at least 20 years old, possibly 25 years old at this point. And I know that if there's a permanent structure built on top that comes off of his house, there's going to be a period of time when those ties are going to have to be repaired or replaced, at which time I don't know what happens to that carport because there's going to have to be work done. Any posts that are there are going to have to come out. So any supporting structures for a carport that comes off to the side of that property will have to be removed in order to repair or replace that property line. Unless somebody can come up with another suggestion as to how this is going to happen. But that's my main concern is that if he builds a permanent structure there, it's going to have to come down at some point in time.
Okay. Can I ask, would you be opposed to this if there were no weights on the railroad ties and all the water remained off of your property, would you still oppose?
Only in the sense that how would replacing the railroad ties still happen? Even
it's cost to have to remove it if it has to replace them, yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the main concern, I think, at this point. I mean, I feel like the water runoff can be addressed with proper plumbing, but at some point in time with you know, probably not. I don't know what the lifetime of these railroad ties are, but they're already 25 years old. So there's going to be a permanent structure attached, if not to the railroad ties, close to it, enough to the point where they're going to have to be removed in order to repair that property line. That's my main concern, really. What happens 10 years down the road when we have to repair that line.
So if there had been maybe a written agreement of responsibility that. Would that have made a difference for you?
I mean, sure. I'm willing to discuss it. I mean, sure. I'm willing to discuss that. But I'm also concerned just for the simple fact that, you know, there's going to be a roof, right? I mean, I could basically walk onto this roof. If I chose to walk over there, it's going to be easily accessible from that other property. I'm not really for the idea of it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Anybody else would like to speak in opposition to this project? Okay, I'd like to give the applicants an opportunity to speak again, if they so choose.
Well, my perspective is that since the order of my property kind of intersects the wall is partially my responsibility.
Speaking of mics,
we need to be able to get this on audio, so if you don't mind.
Okay. Sorry. I look at the situation as kind of a co-ownership of the retaining wall. That's how I look at it.
Okay. Hold on a second. We may have a few more questions.
Yeah, if I can address that real quick. So I think I agree that you're right, that railroad tie wall at some point will have to be replaced, and that's a shared cost. But if it increased cost because your carport has to be taken down in order to replace that, is that fair to be put on your neighbor if that's a shared cost?
I don't know if I would be in favor of spending the money to replace the railroad ties. I got to make that determination in the future. I have to look at the cost of doing that before I could say yay or nay.
Okay.
I don't know what the cost is, so.
Yeah. I think his question is whether you would pay any incremental cost.
There we go. Thank you.
For that were created by the existence of your carport, rather than it being, it'd be 50-50 for the railroad tie and any additional cost having to do with adjusting your carport so the wall would be replaced would be your cost. I think that's what.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't think I'd be in favor of spending more money to support the taking down of the carport and then reinstalling it.
Okay. All right. Do you guys have any other more questions? Okay. All right. Then we're going to – Harry, do you have anything else you want to state?
Nothing else I want to say.
Okay. All right. At this point, we're going to close this for board discussion.
Now, my question would be, who does the wall benefit? And it obviously benefits the house that has the fill behind the retaining wall.
At the end of the day, the odds are that wall was built by the person who built that house because there was no reason for the other guy to have built the wall.
Right.
Sure. And so, you know, it's all...
And he did that to keep from having a steep, sloped bank.
And to support the foundation.
You really couldn't mow and couldn't do anything with it.
But and with that being said, I think the concern I see here is those ties will fail, and it may not be for another 20 more years.
Pretty good now, but they will fail.
But they will fail, and you know, and that subdivision has a lot of variances. There's a lot of these we can work with, but I've never come across one that has the situation where you'd have it up against somebody else's foundation wall. And so that's something we really need to take in consideration is what effect is that going to have? And is it worthy of the undue hardship of not having covered storage, covered parking?
I think from my point of view that you would need some stipulation that the carport would not be a hindrance. However, the neighbor, in theory, has to stay on the lot line to repair the wall. But if it's a shared wall, and we're assuming that it is, then it seems to me that you'd have to be willing to remove the carport for the benefit of replacing the wall or repairing it if that becomes necessary.
Because your only other option is to dig out the whole other side just to get down to the bottom, which would be impossible.
I think it's fair for us to put stipulations on this to say it can't overhang or has to address water runoff, but can we put a stipulation that one neighbor has to pay for another one? I don't know. That sounds like that's not legally binding. And
but have you determined ownership of those ties going north and south?
Because I have a survey that shows that the retaining wall is precisely on the lot line.
That's what I thought, because the pin on the back, you could just look down and those ties are like the bottom of them are over on
back in here.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not true vertical.
No, they slope. Yeah. But the bottom part of it's mainly over.
There is quite a slope there.
Yeah.
I see that.
And the lot lines at the top of them or bottom?
That's what it looked like from the back pin. We could never find the front pin. That's why I asked. What's the survey?
So they're actually encroaching.
On that's the feeling. On I got when property. I was on site. That's the feeling. And Mr. Styron could address that.
And if you couldn't
more.
Find the front pin, you're probably looking at a survey to be sure.
He had survey pins leaned up against. See that one laying there?
Yeah.
Which told me that it probably was
right in here somewhere, probably.
At the top of the wall or somewhere. I want more clarification for that.
That certainly makes a difference.
Well, it makes a lot of difference who owns those ties.
Yeah.
Does the survey show where the ties are in relation? No.
I don't think so. I don't think I saw any mention of the ties on there. Unless I missed it, but.
But from the back pin, they're lined up with the top.
Existing retaining wall. It does have a mention of it. And it is on the line. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Well, the top or bottom on the line.
Good question. If it's angled, though, it feels like your posts are now, they are set back from the property line if it's the top. Although either way, you've increased cost by adding some permanent structure. Now when you replace that, you've got to shore it, and it doesn't seem fair to the neighbor up top who doesn't get a benefit from this to have to pay additional cost to replace these.
Might have been more probable if it had been something like a carport that couldn't be moved. That permanent makes it really tricky.
Yeah, and it's 11 feet. I don't think you can get
variance.
Yeah. It would require the same variance, but then you got an idea that it's you could dismantle it at that point. That might could make a difference. But there is a cost incurring in that too, but not like this. That's I don't know that you can remove those ties once they're rotten without dismantling this permanent
lean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a piecemeal thing.
It would not be a cheap or easy repair.
The only way I know to repair it is to dig it out from the top side and then remove your ties, refill it back in, and then refill. Unless you build some kind of wall on the inside and just leave the ties.
Yeah.
Do retaining wall blocks and just fill that
That'd
in.
That'd be the only way.
Make ties.
Yeah. But you've got posts in the way to do that now, though.
Okay.
I haven't done the math. I don't know if you guys looked at it. I do agree this is a better fit than the front, but if this carport did go on the front, what would that setback from the front street be? You'd be asking.